I am the slime from your video, Frank Zappa from 1973. Slime may be an overstatement, but is the box on top of your TV set trying to enslave you into paying more for TV programming you needn't pay for at all? The U.S. Supreme Court has now decided to consider this issue when it takes the case of the company Aereo, a streaming television service that picks up digital TV signals the way an old low-tech antenna does from the broadcast airwaves and then streams it to your computer or any device with a Wi-Fi connection, bypassing cable boxes, subscription channels to deliver ABC, NBC, Fox, and other broadcast channels that hold the rights to air events like the Oscars, the Super Bowl, as well as their own hit shows. The Supreme Court will rule on whether Aereo's service is an innovation or whether it's simply using the Internet to steal the creative content of broadcasters. The National Association of Broadcasters told us enshrined in the Constitution is the concept that content creators deserve to be protected from product theft. We look forward to the resolution of this case. But we spoke with Aereo's founder and CEO, Chet Kanojia. He says while his technological innovation has been a good business so far, this case, in his view, is all about freedom.
The issue that people don't understand is broadcast television is free to consumers, and they have the ability using an antenna to watch it, record it for themselves, and that's been true for over two decades. And then there should not be a restriction on where the consumer stores that particular file.
You're taking advantage of free television. Has the free television service in the time that Aereo has come into existence become a better value, or has it just been a deteriorating kind of old media way of, watching NBC, ABC, and Fox?
We believe, and I think there is data suggests that it has been increasing over the last few years. In fact, there are a number of basic cable channels who have been declining in their performance from a value perspective to the consumer. And there is absolutely no reason why for a consumer to have a basic lifeline service that they should be forced to take a cable bundle of hundreds of channels because they just want 5, 6, or 10 channels.
What's the argument of the networks that is most persuasive to you and that you're most worried about?
I am sympathetic to the networks in this particular way, which is the business is changing, the marketplace is changing, and any of these changes that impact them, they're large public companies, they're good companies. The issue that they face is they have to evolve with the marketplace. And I'm sympathetic to the fact that their businesses are under attack by consumer behavior, which is a very difficult place to be. I mean, it used to be you wanted to kill 30 minutes, you turned on the TV. Most people today, they want to kill 30 minutes, they go online. And that fragmentation affects the value that the consumer is willing to attribute to that bundle that they sell.
What do you think most infuriates the networks about what it is that you do?
I don't know the answer to that. I think a lot of them are friends. I think that'd be a question better served to the networks.
Well, they'll give me a legal argument, but I mean, in a sense, you're not taking any of their money per se. There probably is some group of people who wouldn't sign up for cable because they can get your Aereo service, but it can't be that big of a number.
Well, you know, these things start, and the consumer traction that we're seeing is pretty phenomenal. But the default reaction of this industry always is first litigate, and if you lose, then try to legislate. And if you can't, then get into business with the company. So this happened with cable TV, and now they're great partners. This happened with the VCR, which gave rise to the home rental market, which they made billions and billions of dollars out of. And by the way, in all of these instances, they sued. The cases went all the way to the Supreme Court. The courts took a progressive view. And then they finally got into business with these companies and were very successful doing it.
So you're waiting for a phone call, Chet.
I firmly believe in partnership. I think the networks have a tremendous opportunity of working with Aereo in the, whenever they choose to, because we are expanding the audience. We're bringing younger people into the mix. We're bringing mobility into the mix. We're bringing social features into the mix. And all of these represent great monetization opportunities. Just to give you an example, Google is making billions of dollars on YouTube with cat videos, effectively speaking. And I find it very difficult to believe that the networks with premium content couldn't figure out a way, digital technologies, targeted advertising, and a variety of different things to make tremendous amount of revenue on advertising. And let's not forget that 90% of their revenue is advertising revenue today.
Right. And that's why they've invested in Hulu, which is their content on their platform with the subscription login fees that they control, not something that you've created taking their content.
You just said the words control. And I want to be very clear. We don't take the content. The consumer tunes the antenna and does whatever they think is appropriate, whether watch it then or record it for later, do whatever they'd like to be able to do with it. It is absolutely no different than the 57 million Americans that NAB claims uses antenna-based technologies.
So your argument is that Aereo is no different from a little old lady sitting in her room with her TV and her antenna trying to tune in the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. It is exactly the same technology, and don't take my word for it. The federal court in the Southern District of New York found that the technology functioned exactly as this was described, which was validated by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, and then further, again, validated by a trial court in Boston.
How many logins does Aereo have right now?
We do not disclose our subscriber counts.
Why not?
Because we're a private company, and we are not required to.
Right. But I mean, Comcast, I mean, that's the first thing you hear about from them, how many subs they have. Why would you keep that number a secret?
It's not relevant in this equation. We are fortunate that we have a very passionate and extremely fastly growing base that loves our product, loves the idea. If and one day the day comes when we go public, we'll be happy to, you know, I'm sure there'll be disclosure along those lines as well. And we have invested about $100 million into the company. So our investors see the growth we are showing, and they're very happy to continue to support the business.
I love what you're doing. I use Aereo in my own home, which I ought to disclose. But in the interest of being a responsible journalist, it is curious that every other media company brags about their audience numbers, and the last thing you're going to do is tell me how many subscribers you have.
For a very simple reason. We're a private company. I would encourage you to go back to when Netflix was private and see if they disclosed subscriber numbers.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point. I mean, somebody knows, right?
I do.
It's got a few zeros after, right?
Many, yes.
Yeah. Chet Kanojia, founder and CEO of Aereo, whose case against the networks and network content being used on Aereo platforms is going to the Supreme Court. Thank you very much.
Thank you.